The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is Rock and Roll Football.
Rock and Roll Football.
On Absolute Radio.
With Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Look who it is.
It's me again. Hi. And he's here with me.
Yes! Oh, my God! Well, I think this happened last week, didn't it?
Yeah, on the outro? Every time we start recording the podcast introduction, Forest score. But is it going to be ruled out again? I don't know. Clinton Morrison's got a look on his face that says he's not sure.
OK, well, let's just deal with the podcast intro. So, hi, everyone. Sorry for that yelp. By the way, if you were affected by that yelp, tweet us at RNR Football, at Real Dice Nate, at Matt Ford.
You might have heard your ears, yeah. Sorry about that.
But again, we went in the football time machine, the R&R time machine, and you're getting the present in the past and the future. Exactly. You get the future
in
the past and the present.
It's all out of sync.
It looks like Sam Surridge has got at least a point. And I bet you now we'll be pouring everything on. So by the time you hear this, Forrest may have got all 3 points.
I hope so.
Well, a high drama start to the show. And when there's drama, there often follows an investigation.
Yeah, some new characters coming up on the show. A Dundonian football hooligan and a new detective with some strange techniques.
Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The early kickoff, certainly the Championship. By the way, in the Scottish Cup fourth round, Celtic are 5-0 up at home to Morton.
So romping
some high-scoring games, if not in the Premier League. We're not far away from those 3 o'clock kickoffs. And here to preview a red-hot day of football action, it's red-hot Matt Dyson.
Yes, and the sack race could reach a conclusion by 5 o'clock this evening. Don't worry, you're not accidentally tuned into Rock and Roll School Sports Day. We can that after Fordy got the wrong end of the stick in a tug-of-war. You don't want to know what happened in the three-legged race as well. No, I'm talking about sackings, dismissals, leaving by mutual consent, managers facing the axe, but whose head will be on the chopping block? Professional groundskeeper Willie lookalike David Moyes or chirpy Cockney struggler Frank Lampard. Both sets of fans will probably be singing "You're Getting Sacked" in the morning at points during this game, with West Ham and Everton both in the relegation zone. Only a win will do. They might just fall on their own swords if it's a draw. The West Ham board took Moyes' demands for new signings a bit too literally and signed Ings this week. The striker could start this afternoon. He's actually on the bench after making claret and blue history. Danny Ings now has played for three big clubs who wear those colours: Aston Villa, Burnley and now West Ham. Scunthorpe are the only club left in his claret and blue bucket list made later on in his career. Yeah, he just loves the colour combination. It really brings out the colour in his eyes. Other team news for the Hammers: centre-back rat and violent cat-hating prat Kurt Zouma has returned to the squad following knee surgery. Elsewhere at three, the Foxes will try and grab at the high-flying Seagulls to bring them down from their perch with their claws, but Brighton have been dropping goals from a great height on their opponents recently, so Leicester may struggle. Rock bottom Southampton are at home to Aston Villa, and a resurgent Nottingham Forest travel to Bournemouth with another former Burnley striker on their triple-decker team bus. Chris Wood has been signed on loan from Newcastle this week, along with another Brazilian, Danilo. Another Brazilian turning the City Ground into a mini Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Loughborough. Three Brazilians in the squad now, alongside Renan Lodi and Scarpa, the skateboarding midfielder who can do a Rubik's Cube in 34 seconds. What a man. It is a special samba-themed rock and roll football this afternoon, where music and passion are always the fashion of rock and roll football. God. Perhaps you might fall in love. And it's live.
Oh, Dyson, amazing.
Almost ran out of the end there.
Started rude.
Yes.
Bordered on the crude.
Ended Brazilian.
Gavin Redding says, I love me some Dyson linguistics, but the Copacabana was on Cuba. Not
really?
In Brazil.
Yeah,
it's north of Havana. And he said, for shame, Dyson. For shame.
Look, I would never said it was geographically accurate. I'm just riffing here.
But I know, but you did suggest it was in... I mean, I didn't know. So I'm not... I can't be too smug about it.
I thought the Copacabana beach was... In Brazil, was it not?
Do you know what? I've been to one in Croatia. I think there's lots of Copacabana
Beach. But you're right, the song. No, but the song is about Havana. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But if there is one in Brazil, then you're fine.
Yes, but it didn't. Yeah, so Copacabana's fine, but the Manilow reference was way off. So, yeah, I apologise.
Okay,
for that,
so we've actually uncovered even more problems with that.
Okay, right.
Been freezing this week, hasn't it? It's been on my mind.
Oh, man, it's been
How's
so
it got
cold.
So cold?
Yeah, like -5 one morning when I came into work. -5.
It hurts so bad, so deep.
Yeah, yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
You go out and you think, oh, that's quite... Ah, now it hurts!
Yeah, extreme weather events left, right and centre, aren't they?
Yeah, how do you keep warm?
I don't know. Balaclava's the only way, I think, isn't it?
Not the rubber bank.
The only way. You've got to cover...
Balaclava!
Cover everything.
What sort?
Cover everything in wool. It's the only way to
stay
warm.
Hang on, but are you talking like the one where the face is fully exposed or the one where it's like...
Just the eyes. Just the eyes.
A terrorist one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the only way.
Have you really got one of them?
I haven't got one, no. But I mean...
Because the problem is, if you wear that, you would just sweat immediately.
Yes, yeah, that's true, yeah. And then you've got to take it off straight away, so it defeats the purpose.
Balaclava wearers... And let us know whether you wear the ones that have effectively just the eye holes at the mouth.
Yes, or just the full face.
Or the full face hole.
That's like a sort of motorbike riders would wear them under their helmet, would they, I think?
Yeah, is that like is that what they call a ski mask?
Right.
In America.
I always thought
a ski mask was like the visor.
Yeah, the goggles that went over your face.
You hear about like American bank robberies. They were like, oh, he wore a ski mask. Like, why is everyone holding up banks in America with like big visors on? I was like, oh no, the ski mask. The bit underneath.
Ah, right. Okay, good. I've learned something there.
We're getting messages pouring in from balaclava wearers across the UK.
Zombie Steve on Twitter's got a balaclava of sorts. It's sort of quite rubbery.
That looks like a man.
It's quite scary.
Okay, when you say rubbery.
It's got some, weird
connotations.
Stuff on it. Yeah, it's got zips on it and stuff. You don't want to know. You don't want to know more.
Consenting
about
adults and all that.
Other messages coming in. I do have a balaclava. Yes, my sister bought me one. At the start of the pandemic, as masks were hard to come by back then, but I've never worn it, says Trace. Yes, they would work as a mask, would they? Not medically, perhaps, but...
Well, no, because the mouth is a mouth hole. Well, there's not one on Zombie Steve's, but God knows. Can you unzip that?
You can zip up the mouth on Zombie Steve's.
Why is he called Zombie Steve?
I've got no idea. I suppose that's what happens if you go around wearing one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe as a zombie, it helps him with his rotting flesh.
Tom Corbett says the ski coats with the goggle hoods got banned while I was at school. Remember them?
I do remember
them. They've come back. I'm sure they've come back in a big way. I've seen some youths wearing a goggle hood hoodie.
I've seen them around. I'm just trying to paint you a picture of Zombie Steve's. I mean, perhaps there's a film reference that we can't use. But it looks more like someone preparing for the apocalypse.
Yeah, I suppose it does. But there's an element of a gas mask to it. and then there's
sort of
other,
dead man's shoes.
There's another side to it, which actually the mouth is like a lapel of a wax jacket. You know that one you'd have on like the collar.
Oh
so
yeah,
you sort of button it down. It's like a button mouth, right? And a zip nose.
Why on earth would? Let's not.
No.
What's that? Gym, you know, generic gym wear that's like that nice thin
nylon
stuff. If it was that, I might wear that.
Yeah, or that stuff that football shirts are made of where it sucks the sweat away from your body.
Yeah.
And then it, like, keeps it stored.
Oh my God. How about this? Wool balaclava for winter.
Yeah.
For summer.
Yeah.
Ice balaclava. There's made like something that you put in the freezer. And then you put it over you, and it's just like a cold, like the man
like
in the Iron Mask.
Yeah, it's a face mask, but for your whole head.
For your whole head.
It's a great idea.
And it's got like a freezable inner that lasts for, say, 8 hours.
Almost like a chainmail hood that a knight would wear, but it's all like
made
ice
of ice.
Cold. It's great.
Ice.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
There you go. Now, someone's been in touch saying Copacabana Beach is in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, I was right about that. So, but it's the song Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Fafana. I don't think the song is set there. Well, I mean, that's what Evil Gav said, anyway. Yeah.
Let's be honest. The only reason that lyric is in there is they've gone Copacabana,
and it
they've
rhymes,
Googled,
yeah,
work, well,
yeah,
they've looked in the old dictionary,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Words that rhyme with Cabana, they've gone Havana.
Yeah, that's what Manilow did. He sat there and he went to Rhyme Zone or somewhere, yeah, like that and just looked up some rhymes for Cabana.
He was going to do an American pronunciation of Vanarama.
Yeah.
I go to Copacabana, I hire a Ford Transit from Vanarama.
Vanarama. Yeah,
this someone's like, you know, Havana's down the road. Okay, I hire a Vanarama to get to Havana. I don't even know the tune.
Something like that.
Copacabana. Songwriting was easy back then, wasn't it?
It was,
there were less,
yeah,
songs, so it was easier to write.
Speaking of the Vanarama, which I think sponsored some sort of lower league cup.
National league.
We need a team to support in the supporters club, don't,
yes,
we, today. Someone in the Isthmian, someone in the Scottish Cup. There's a lot of Scottish Cup games on today.
I'd love a Scottish Cup game. We will look fondly on Scottish fixtures today.
Mm.
Why should we support your team in the 3 o'clock kickoff? And if you've got a balaclava, is there any football club that's kicking off at three that has a link to balaclavas?
Ooh,
where are,
yes,
balaclavas made?
Yeah. I don't see them very often, but surely up in Scotland, it's still going to be very cold. It's definitely balaclava weather. There must be someone going to a game up there in one today.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
What are people saying, Dice?
Chris from Arbuthnot in Aberdeenshire has said we should support Stirling University as they take on Dundee United in the Scottish Cup fourth round. Part-time students making history. That sounds good to me.
It does sound good. I mean, are they actual students, though?
They're actual students. Yeah, I went to university in Stirling. I remember.
Did you get a game?
I didn't play for them. No, I didn't even do a trial. No way. But I remember their football pitches down by the Gannacky Sports Bar on the campus. Very nice place.
Oh, the Gannacky Sports Bar.
The Gannacky. Yeah, they used to deep fry their burgers, though. You know?
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. So you'd have like really hard,
yeah,
dark burgers.
Great.
Really tough. It was a bit too tough, I thought, but you know. But
too
let's not,
tough
let's
for
not
Dyson.
Hold that against
no, I'm
the
not. No,
team.
I'm in support of it.
Because I think supporting some students is a rare opportunity for us.
Unless
they make history.
No, yeah, one cares about students, do they?
Even
students don't.
Even
you're like,
students
hard
don't
to root. I mean, they're the few, you know, a lot of them are very
but
clever people.
But imagine if like, one of the student teams, if they get like Celtic or Rangers in the next round, it'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
If they get beat.
Yeah, well, they would.
Or
they would
you want
lose,
them to come,
yeah,
up against, like, what was the Vauxhall Motors? You want them to come up against, like, a team of welders.
Oh, right, yes.
Really,
yeah,
get,
yeah,
crunched.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Nothing too serious, but, you know,
yeah,
let the old ones show the young ones how it's done,
yeah,
you know what,
yeah,
I mean? No one's. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Precocious young. I mean,
yes,
I'm sure Stirling University are lovely clubs.
Starts, yeah, we'll get taught a lesson, yeah.
I just imagine them all to be very... actually, referee, it's not a yellow card. Actually, like, the rules literally don't allow it. Actually, that's a microaggression. Give me a yellow card. So, Dyson, we picked a team that we're going to support at 3 o'clock, and who is it?
We have gone with the suggestion of Henners on Twitter, who says we should support Nantwich Town at home to Stalybridge Celtic today. This is the...
Stalybridge? Stalybridge?
Stalybridge, I think it is. Pretty sure it's
Liam,
Stalybridge.
You're from the West Midlands. Is that Stalybridge and Hyde? Is that West Midlands? Is it?
I think Stalybridge is in the West Midlands.
Yeah, I think Stalybridge and Hyde is the parliamentary constituency. I'm showing how sad,
yeah,
I am.
That's how you break down the whole country, isn't it? I'm pretty sure it's Stalybridge Celtic, but to use the accent of Stalybridge, yeah?
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure,
yeah,
that's the accent?
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's the... Well, Nantwich are playing, and it's the annual battle... coincides with the annual Battle of Nantwich, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary too, says Henners.
Okay, that's good.
Is that good? Battle of Nantwich, holy day?
Stalybridge and Hyde, by the way, is on the outskirts of Manchester.
Ah,
so that's not the accent.
Way off.
Be like that.
Stalybridge.
Stalybridge,
yeah. Sorted.
You'd have to
say Stalybridge, would they?
Stalybridge.
But it's in the Northern Premier League.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that's worth supporting.
Yeah, and if it coincides with some sort of battle.
Even better.
Even better. So today we are supporting...
Stalybridge. So
No, get it right.
FC, a.k.a. The Dabbers. Follow them on Twitter, at The Dabbers.
Excellent. So you don't know where Copacabana Beach is.
I don't know where anything is.
You don't know where Nantwich is. You don't know where Stalybridge is. It's an absolute nightmare. Yes. Okay, so we're going to support them.
Yeah.
I'm slightly thrown by the terrible geography. By the way, if you do wear... Did you wear a balaclava as a kid?
I think I may have had one at one point, yeah.
Did you have your mittens on a bit of string through your coat?
Oh, yes, yeah. You can't lose
them. Oh, yes.
Yeah, love that one. A bit of elastic.
Elastic?
Yeah, yeah. Through the arms, hanging down.
Yeah.
That's how you keep them there, isn't it?
Wasn't it just wool? The danger of the elastic is it'd snap back up.
It was on elastic and then you
like a magician
sort of dangle down. It was not like a bungee cord. It was like just a little bit of mild elastic.
But if you pull it, it goes straight back up, wouldn't it?
I think that's probably why people stopped doing it, to be honest.
Elastic. I mean, oh, party hats.
Oh, yeah.
The elastic on the bottom, just flicking that.
Savage, isn't it? Yeah, very painful.
I guess children will make weapons of whatever
like
comes to hand.
Cheese wire, isn't it?
So today we support Nantwich,
yes,
in our 3 o'clock game. The Premier League games so far, the 3 o'clock kickoffs are all 0-0, including AFC Bournemouth versus Nottingham Forest.
And Chris Wood has started the game. Forest new signing is starting up front. Yes.
I'm surprised actually in your opening you didn't do a Wood Forest thing.
Well, wish
the woodsman goes into the forest.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And what does he find?
Well, let's see.
A load of people in balaclavas listening to rock and roll football.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Do you watch any of the FA Cup this week on the telly, the BBC?
No, I didn't watch from there. I saw the clip, though. I saw the famous moment. What a moment.
Do you know what? I missed that. So I'd put it on late.
Yeah.
Because I was changing the bedding.
Yeah.
Oh, just doing household chores, bit of a hoover.
How long does it take you to change the bedding?
Well, I'd worked late and then I was like, I'll just change the bedding, get some fresh bedding on and watch the FA Cup.
Okay, yeah.
And then all my mates were like, oh my God, did you see what happened at the start of the show? And obviously, if you're not aware of this, someone had hidden a device in the BBC studio and it had played adult noises.
Yes.
While Lineker, Danny Murphy and whoever else is in there. Oh, Paul Ince.
Yeah.
And it just kept going off. I mean, it's a viral sensation.
Yes, everyone's seen it by now. Lineker coped well, didn't he, I think, under the circumstances.
He sort of laughed it off. The danger would have been, and you always worry with the BBC, that they over... We're very sorry. We do just want to apologise. Have you heard anything? And like the rest of the show would just be, if you're joining us now, we really are sorry. Like, you can't. It's not their fault in a way.
Please. And they are investigating it as well, aren't they? Some YouTuber, wasn't it, put it in there and it was like a mad prank for YouTube.
I remember watching a boxing match where there was some shouting in the crowd and they thought maybe someone had picked up the F word. The commentator was like, you know, Joshua works the body here, he's ready to check it. We're sorry if you've heard any bad language there. You're like, I'm watching two men punch each other in the head. And you're going to apologise in case I've heard a rude word.
I'm not going to be offended by that, It was like the games in lockdown. They were just apologising for swearing all the time when there was no fans there. I'm sorry, you may have heard a footballer swear.
I was like, I haven't. I'm going to rewind it and make sure I do now.
Yeah, exactly.
Said a rude word. What's the funniest thing you've ever overheard? Because sometimes you do overhear things. I mean, I live in a flat.
Oh, yeah.
So I hear...
Oh, neighbours,
Neighbours doing all sorts.
Oh.
But it's made me realise, I wonder if they can then hear...
Yes.
When I go for a wee-wee. The guy upstairs, oh, my... It's like pneumatic drilling when
really?
He goes for even a tinkle.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's the you hear the... You think, here we go, it's going to go for it.
Oh, so you can hear
I sort of know how much
thing,
I know how much liquid he's consumed the night before. So I'm like, oh my word.
Wow. So do you reckon he can hear you when you're changing your bedding and stuff like that?
Well, yeah, because I breathe very heavy. I'm knackered.
I hate changing bedding.
The duvet's the worst bit.
Yeah.
The fitted bed. I like doing the pillars.
Yes. Yeah, easy.
Oh, you knock that off early, like, here
duvet
we go. Flying.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, the fitted sheet's easy as well, the elastic.
You've got to get a fitted sheet.
I'm talking about elastic, but yeah. And the duvet cover's so hard, isn't it? So hard.
That's the worst bit, particularly if you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
Really hard to do. Get it to the corners. You know,
inside out. That's
techers.
Right.
Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, Bournemouth have scored. They won. Jaden Anthony scored. I think he scored against us in the home game as well.
Oh, good for him.
Bettany's a Brighton fan, so I suppose. Yeah. Mitoma has scored. They're 1-0 up at Leicester. Very exciting for Brighton. They're flying at the moment, aren't they?
That's good for us as well.
Yeah.
We're going to win anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. With plenty of time to turn it around.
What's going on in our supporters club game?
Ah, well, actually, it's funny enough, we thought that Nantwich Town had scored. Sherratt had the ball in the back of the net, but he was
denied
by the offside flag.
So it's still can't be goalless. VAR at that
goal, yeah, no VAR for Nantwich, but they are still goalless against Staley Bridge Celtic.
Rob from Ramsgate says, there's a young lad living with mates in London. Our downstairs neighbour used to talk to his wife in a baby voice when doing adult things.
Oh, what a thing to hear. My boo-boo.
What do you want for dinner, boo-boo? If you do that, text us, by the way.
Oh, yeah, just to get me on the phone. It'd be great to talk to.
You want the phony wony to the radio. Boo-boo on the radio. Me like it when boo-boo on the radio. Bad enough talking to a baby like that,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, anyway, he says, one day he knocked on our door and gave us a load of grief for playing our music too loud, and my mate, who'd sunk a few beers, started speaking back to him in his baby voice.
Is it too loud for you?
No, too loud for boo-boo. Too loud for boo-boo on the radio.
You know, it's really crazy, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, this is so
That's amazing.
Good.
What a story.
Do you talk to each other like that? Do you do it, Dyson?
No, not at all.
Does Kate ever do it to you? Difficult
like
day
you said,
on the
I
radio.
Don't even talk to my babies like that. You know, you got to talk to them like a normal person.
Okay, let's pretend I'm your baby. How would you talk to me? Let's pretend I'm a baby. Let's pretend I'm your fourth baby.
Do you want me to change? You need changing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need changing,
well,
Daddy.
Well, lie down, put your legs in the air.
That's what you say to me anyway.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Ooh, it's back on radio.
Am I doing it right? I'm not even sure I'm doing it right.
I mean, maybe we need to get the guy on because to do his impression so we can all get our head around what it was.
How would you do it, baby language?
Oh, hello, good little baby.
Good little boy.
Cheeky little boy. Rock and roll football, is it? Ooh, on the radio. Ooh.
So weird for two adults to do it to each other with no children.
I suppose it's, you know, whatever spices things up.
Do you think that's what they were doing it for?
I suppose it is. Maybe we shouldn't judge them if they want to do that.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with a bit of spice. Talking of things you overhear, we had neighbours for a while, we could hear...
Ah, right, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Crikey. This is a while ago now. I actually rang the management company.
Really?
I said, I'm really sorry, but... Well, I emailed them and said, look, we can hear certain noises. But it was like at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, that's antisocial, isn't it?
Well, that was the main thing. Any noise at 2 a.m. Yes. Out of order. When it's, like, very histrionic.
Was it? Yeah, was it making you feel inadequate?
No. If anything, didn't last long enough. I was like, he's only going for 2 hours in there, mate. Have a word with him. Come on. Come on, man.
No.
No? Why would I? No. So I emailed him and was like, oh, look, we can hear certain noises at 2 a.m. if you know what I mean. Yeah. They rang me and were like, I don't know what you mean. I was like, come on, don't let me say it. I was like, two people in bed together making noises. So I had to spell it out. The woman burst out laughing. Didn't happen again, though.
Really? So you actually restricted their love life?
Well, no, but just do it during office hours. Yeah. I mean, like, before, well, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 7-11,
yeah,
isn't
you've
it?
You've got to agree some sort of time. There's a cut-off point.
Yeah, exactly. But also, it was, I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail. We only ever actually heard one of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It wasn't like a tennis match.
Right.
It was just... Oh, yeah, never heard him.
Oh. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well...
Which is a bit odd, because one of them's real... Our producer is... Yeah. I've never seen our producer, like, more
he's
nervous.
He's yeah. Pale.
Ooh, producer got no pill. Ooh, he's scared of Ofcom. Ooh, boo-boo.
Scaredy-weary.
Goals in the Premier League.
Yes, and Jared Bowen could have just saved Moyes' job because Bowen's
what's the
got
word?
A brace.
What's the word?
Bowen's got a brace.
Bowen's hit the bullseye.
Lovely work. Lovely
he loves
work.
It.
Lovely work. Two in the space of 8 minutes has put West Ham tuning up against Everton in this basement battle. The sack race, and Lampard is losing.
You got your BFH, your bendy bullies.
Yeah. Oh, you bus Pharaoh.
We got Matt Dyson here from Nottingham. Matt, you're a radio co-host with a man that can't stop doing impressions. How does that feel?
Disconcerting, Jim.
Obviously, when I'm touring, I would stay in a hotel.
You're in a hotel at the moment, aren't you? You're doing that Spitting Image show up in Birmingham at the moment, aren't you?
Do you know what?
So you're in a hotel right now.
Yeah,
hotel
like life. Not right now. Like
it's so hard.
We're like, what are they called? Stanley Bridge students. What teams?
Sterling, like
University.
Little. Oh,
no, but they'd be like the Scottish version, like that. Oh, referee, all that's not a yellow card, like literally. so we're doing Spitting Image Live.
Yes.
At the Birmingham Rep in Birmingham for 6 weeks. You can come and see the puppets
Rep
live.
In Birmingham, right, okay, thanks for clarifying.
You piece of work! But
no, go on.
Scum
but
rat.
Then it's coming to. Don't call me a scum rat.
Well, I just
back.
Did, it's too late. Scum
then it's coming
rat.
Down to the West End after that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, but from the 1st of February, you can go and see Spitting Image Live. It's like a whole. Basically, Tom Cruise is trying to save the country. Oh. The fabric of society is torn. It's like a literal.
It's like Mission Impossible.
Piece of M&S knickers that are like.
Oh, nice.
The fabric
got
of society.
All the favourites that people from this show know. Boris is there. Trump's there, is he? Does
Greta Thunberg, Tyson Fury. Angela Rayner. Gareth Southgate.
Lovely.
It's an ensemble. It's absolutely insane. Stormzy's in it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, you see Stormzy and Jurgen Klopp duet. It's really, really... I mean, obviously, I've worked on it, so I would say, but it is very funny.
Oh, great. Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, go to birmingham-rep.co.uk to get your tickets. But the point was, if you stay in a hotel, I would say there's a 50-50 chance you'll get woken up by some sort of blazing row at 2 a.m.
Oh, yes.
But what are people doing arguing in hotels?
Yeah, there's no concern for anyone else. Because you know you're in a building with thin walls and you just they're just so self-obsessed. They think, I'll just argue as loud as I like. Thanks.
Also, I've once rang reception, gone, look, people are making noise. They never do anything. In fact, my mate, a mate of mine was the quiet coach on the train.
Oh, yeah.
These people were making noise. And as the guard came around to check his tickets, he was like, mate, can you have a word? Because it's the quiet coach and they're being very loud. The guy goes, don't worry, I'll handle it. The guard walks down the carriage.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, that bloke down there's complaining that you're making loads of noise. Grassed him up! Rather than just saying, this is the quiet coach.
And did they quiet him down or just get louder?
No, they kicked his head in. We are supporting Nantwich today as a special supporters club one-off because Nuneaton got suspended. So let's go to Nantwich. Where Dyson's going to tell us about the local scene.
Oh, come with me to Nantwich in Cheshire. On the border of Staffordshire. It's quite close to Crewe, isn't it?
Yeah, Crewe and Nantwich is the parliamentary constituency.
Thank you very much.
The origins
of the settlement date back to Roman times when salt from Nantwich was used by the Roman garrisons and Stoke-on-Trent and Chester. As a preservative and a condiment, salt has been used in...
We know what salt is, mate. What are you doing? Are you serious? How desperate are you?
It's been used in the production of Cheshire cheese.
Okay.
You see. And in the tanning industry.
Lovely.
Not like sunbeds, like the tanning of leather.
Yeah, if you rub it into your body first, rub it into your flesh and then cook yourself.
Oh,
you're like
a
lovely
colour.
Steak.
Yeah.
Season.
Nant comes from the Welsh for brook or stream. Witch or Weich are names used to denote brine springs or wells. It's very salt-focused.
And water, salty water.
Salty water. That's what Nantwich is all about. I've been trying to find some celebrities from Nantwich. The only ones I can find are Michael Roy Wood, a British Labour politician for Batley and Spen between 97 and 2015. You know, you probably know him for it, don't you?
I don't. No.
And Ben Miller.
Oh, wow.
From Armstrong and Miller.
Wow, that's a massive one.
He's from Nantwich, so that sort of rounds up everything I know.
And he puts salt on his food.
Of course he does.
Mind blown.
And he drinks water. So that's all we know about the salty sea dog town of Nantwich. Landlocked salty water town of Nantwich.
But that's all you could quickly find out through a Google.
Yes, I have loads of facts about Nuneaton, and then they never play.
Give us one then.
Oh.
The sound of a defeated man.
Look, I mean, I hope they play again, but there's an amazing landmark in Nuneaton. Mount Judd. It was voted the best landmark in the country at one point.
By who?
By the Mirror newspaper.
Voted?
Voted by a head of Stonehenge and the Angel of the North and Big Ben. People voted for this landmark. And it's...
What's it called? Judd what?
Judd Hill. It's known as the Nuneaton Nipple. That's the big
joke. I can see why tabloid readers voted it. Oh, dear. Goals, 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 Dyson.
Yes, we're not bringing luck to Nantwich Town, I'm afraid. Just as we were talking about the famous people from the town, the salty town of Nantwich, Stalybridge Celtic, Stalybridge Celtic scored. Jayvan Pedro bundled it in from close range for Stalybridge. And Nantwich are 1-0 down in the Premier League. Leicester, Brighton is 1-1. Just before half-time, all Brighton scored. So that's 1-1. West Ham still 2-0 up against Everton in the sack race game of the day down in the bottom of the Premier League. Bournemouth still losing 1-0 at winning 1-0 against Forest, sorry. And Southampton Villa is 0-0.
We had a text here. It says West Ham versus Everton should be called the Bel Sacchio.
Yes.
That sounds rude.
It does.
I think because of Bielsa. Oh, no.
No. What have you just read out?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I thought, oh, that's a Bielsa pun. I just realised Bielsa's got nothing to do with West Ham
to
and
do
Everton.
With them, has he? So, yeah. What's it mean?
Well, I'm not going to read it out again. Oh, man. Oh. So it says, a work colleague who'd never been to a football match or watched a game on TV went with me a few years ago. 3 minutes into the match, when the goalkeeper touched it, he shouted, handball. He wasn't aware the goalie was able to touch the ball.
Wow.
How could you not know
Where
that?
Where had he been? Where did he grow up?
But I would... You know, I don't think I've ever been to watch golf before.
Yeah, but you still know the basic rules.
I don't think you can whack it with a stick.
Yeah. But he's aware of the concept of handball, but not that goalkeepers can't handball. It's picking up is strange.
You've... Oh, my word. Detective Dyson.
Something doesn't add up
here. What sort of detective would you mean, do you think?
That'd be, that one more thing, detective.
Columbo.
Columbo style.
But in a very... But an East Midlands 2023 version.
Yeah, just one more thing.
All right, but you've just said his catchphrase in your accent.
Yeah.
Just one more thing.
But would you be troubled? Would it be sort of whiskey bottle on the coffee table?
No, they always stubble. Think whiskey. Yeah, stubble, unshaved, unkempt.
Yeah.
A bit of a mess.
Troubled personal life?
Yes, yeah, why not, yeah.
Sort of like Luther.
Yes.
Meets Columbo.
Yeah, okay.
In Nottingham in 2023.
Yeah.
And seems primarily concerned about whether people know the rules of football or not.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
So volunteer detective.
Detective series coming to ITV2 soon.
What about your home life? Chaotic?
Yes, very, yeah. I mean, I've got three kids, two cats, two dogs.
And they all hate you.
And they all hate me, yeah.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
So, just quickly, Southampton have scored James Ward-Prowse yet again against Aston Villa, but VAR are looking at it. Absolutely ruining every game this afternoon. Okay, let's move on.
Opinion.
Dan has texted us today with a question. He'd love to know Noel Gallagher's thoughts on Sunak's seatbelt. Why didn't he buckle up?
Right, I've got to tell you, by the way, right, in the 90s, I don't think me or our kid, you know, I don't think I wore a seatbelt for about 30 years, by the way. You know, I know it's against the law now, by the way, but, you know, no one really cared back then, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't think I wore a seatbelt on the way to Nebworth, and I was in an helicopter, right? Now, I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do, by the way. And I think you should have worn it.
Yeah.
I think everyone should wear them, right? But, you know, back then, that was different. Do you know what I mean? I don't think Blur were... You know, I remember meeting Johnny Marr, right? He drove me there, right? He didn't even have a steering wheel, right? That's what it was like back then. Do you know what I mean? You had to make your own steering wheels. I think that's why music was better. You know, kids these days... They're all over Instagram with the steering wheels, you know what I mean? You've got steering wheels at home and seatbelts, you know. It was different for us. We had to go out without seatbelts, you know. I remember, I think the first car I got, there was no seatbelt, no steering wheel. It was on fire, right? And I wrote three songs in that car. I got no idea where this is going, to be honest. I started off as an analogy for guitars, I think. But it's ended up going there, you know what I mean? But that's the way it goes, you know.
There's a little bit of Liam coming through on the stream, I think.
I always wear a seatbelt, mate, don't I? I don't go nowhere without a seatbelt. Don't catch me not wearing a seatbelt. That doesn't even sound, where's that? Hold on a minute, hold on.
No, wait, get back to channeling them.
Yeah. Reconnect. I like seatbelts. Oh, where's... Yeah. Oh, I like seatbelts, mate. What's going on? This has gone so bad. This has gone so wrong. We've crossed the streams.
So well, I loved it. Oh,
seatbelts. Yeah, I like them. Yeah, keep you safe, don't they? Why would you want to get in a car and not be safe? Don't get in it. If you don't want to be safe, don't go in a car. Come on. Won't catch me doing that. Walk through a rough estate without a seatbelt on.
He's got it.
You might as well just run naked through the streets, you know what I mean? Go through Moss Side at 1 a.m. if you want to do that. If not, if you're in the car, right, wear the seatbelt.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Lots of goals.
Yes, a couple of updates for you. That Southampton goal was ruled out. They thought they had scored through James Ward-Prowse, but they were...
denied
by VAR yet again. Stalybridge Celtic have scored a third at Nantwich. Theo Bailey-Jones has got it. Nantwich losing 3-0 now. And the University of Life, Dundee United, are beating the students from Stirling University 3-0 now.
Take that, Sonny. 3-0. Yeah. Tell your tutor about that on Monday. Yeah. Take that into your seminar or whatever that is. Yeah. Professionals, pal. Never forget that. Playing against the big boys now. Go write an essay. Do your dissertation on how you lost 3-0. Hey, look here. Yeah, wee kiddies. Boy with the big boys now.
Leslie from Dundee says that you sound more Glaswegian than Dundonian.
Well, I'm from Glasgow. I sing for Dundee United.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I'm from Glasgow. I play for Dundee United. What's the matter with you, by the way? Who are you getting involved? Are you the tutor? Because they need good at football, by the way. I hope you're better educated than you are a chipper inner or whatever you're doing. We're the big boys now. Bring a lot of kids onto football. And there's still plenty of time left. 9 minutes.
Yeah.
4 or 5, mark my words, pal.
I'm quite scared.
What?
I'm intimidated.
Oh, you're Detective Dyson. I'm sorry, mate.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
A bit of respect.
Sorry, pal. Sorry,
a bit of respect
pal.
Wouldn't go amiss. I'm just here to investigate various leads.
What about?
People, football-based controversy.
Right, what like?
Talking.
We were just kidding with these guys, by the way. Hey, lads, we're friends, right? Hey, they'll tell you. They'll tell you that.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see over the course of my investigations.
I wasn't actually going to, like, follow him back or anything like that. That was just banter. That's
you've made a
in-game
series
banter.
Of threats. We take it very seriously.
By the way, that baseball bat in the boot, it has nails in it because I use it. It's an art project. Don't you get involved? Yes, it is. I've gone really deep into this. I don't know why Dundee United are, like, gone Sunday league. I don't know why it's become such a yobo.
I don't know what's going on this afternoon. It's a strange one, isn't it?
It is a bit, but sometimes I think that's good.
Yeah, it's nice. I felt like you were sort of improvising some stuff for your theatre work, which is nice. You know, now you're like
the
theatre impresario. The theatre. You know, there's probably another stage show in this. Who knows? You know?
The problem is with I don't know if I mentioned earlier in the show, but doing Spinning Image live
at the Rep,
the Birmingham Rep,
shop. Love it. Yeah,
and the producer. No, but obviously because my bit is recorded, it means I don't actually get to perform on the stage.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, a bit sad, really. I was like, oh,
shredding the boards.
Well, I won't be, will I?
The smell of the grease paint.
Yes. Yeah.
No. Your voice.
I'll just be sat in the auditorium every night.
A puppet, presumably.
Yeah, someone else will be there taking all the glory.
Someone else pulling the strings for you, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Bit sad, really, isn't it?
Well, still. Buy your tickets now, they're on sale.
Birmingham-rep.co.uk. Spitting Image Live. And I'm trying to think what Southgate's in it. Klopp. Yes. So there is a football element, nice. Strong football element.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll be doing the voice of Trump and Boris, presumably.
And Keir Starmer and Starmer. Elon Musk and Nigel Farage.
Ooh,
oh, yes. It's an ensemble piece, old pal. Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day. Oh, it's Munch of the Day. So, what will you be eating tonight when you watch Match of the Day? What are people saying, Dice?
Jimmy's been in touch. He's having some Sam Surridge porridge tonight with some sour cherries.
Oh, I think he might be joking.
Lovely stuff. Someone's having some of those weird sweets from Wakey Wines. Wakey Wines. Big shout out to Wakey Wines. Abdul, come forward. Abdul, go back. Bingo, bingo. Gala, thank you, Liam. Gala bingo. yeah.
Justine in Winchester says she's going to have a volcano pie.
Ooh, what is it? I don't know.
What is volcano pie?
Must be very hot.
Sounds spicy.
Hotter than your average pie. I like the sound of it. The final whistle's gone. West Ham are beating Everton 2-0. And one other one here, Munch of the Day, sorry. Robin Ramsgate has been back in touch. He says his old neighbour who talked in a baby voice is going to be spoon-fed some apple compote tonight. Spilling it all down his bib.
What are you going to have?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. I had a curry last night, homemade curries last night.
Ooh, what's up?
It was like a chicken curry.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
Katie made it, and she doesn't follow a specific recipe. She just goes with the gut, you know, and like she feels the flavours and just creates a sort of like a traditional.
Scrape it into the bin.
Like a sort of Bangladeshi staff curry, really, you know.
That's a what?
Vibe. Yeah, just like a generic curry.
Yeah, just spicy chicken
you,
with rice.
We discussed this earlier, and you are a fellow blitzer of the onions, which is the key.
You've got to blitz the onion, the garlic, the chilli, and the ginger all together.
You've got to use the blitzer.
You have got to use the blitzer. I'm going to be making a vegan curry. Vegan Madras. We should let you know, by the way, Dice and I aren't going to be here next week.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah.
Someone else will be here. Well, there'll just be no Rock and Roll Football. No. FA Cup, innit?
Yes, exactly.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
I really feel like we're delivering really bad news. I don't know, I got overly emotional. We're not going to be here next week. But you'll be fine. Yeah. We'll be back next week. It's just, you know, Mum and Daddy are going away for a few days and we still love you very much.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Well, there you go. That was the Rock and Roll Football podcast. We still don't know how the Forest game ended.
No, at this stage, we don't.
So we're in the past, you're in the future, and this is our present to you.
How's it feel, man? Whoa. Our pictures are...
Birmingham just scored. Yes.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. Birmingham still losing, but
All right. Don't deprive Liam of like the one goal they get.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, this has turned into a right old carping session, hasn't it?
It's an absolute mess of a podcast outro.
But you've heard, you've got a bit, effectively this is what we're like off air, and you just got a window into that.
Yeah, when the songs are playing, this is what we're like. This is it, it's a little insight.
It is indeed. See you next week. Bye.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service call. 1-800